The Doors, Break On Through. 95.1, 100.7. Got a little squeaky there.
Hey.
Well, I'm just going through puberty.
The Doors.
It's very exciting to be here.
Well, you get wound up when Freddie's on the phone.
I do. And get excited. I want to make it right for Freddie.
Not Randy, but just excited.
That's right. I'm not Randy for Freddie. I'm just excited for Freddie. Good morning, Fred.
Oh, now you're making me feel a little sick to my stomach.
I learned a long time ago that Fred wasn't into me. I used to, be around Freddie a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to, a couple times I had to drive him to different events.
Oh, okay.
And he never once made a move.
No?
You know, I love you, but only in a sort of man-guy sort of way.
He never reached over and touched my leg or nothing, Freddie.
Oh, geez. Can we move on, please?
Sorry, Fred. Lost in my
Although
own
Although I must say, when Craig was a very good boy, when we used to work together, I had major back surgery. It was hell on earth. And he escorted me to work on more than 10 occasions.
Yeah, we
did. That's nice.
Well, we enjoyed each other's company. And Freddie was also one of the first people to give me any advice in this business because I was such a young fella.
Uh-huh.
I was 17 or 18. And we were working at this radio station called CFNY, which is now The Edge in Toronto. And there was some fellas who worked there who might have been interested in a guy like me.
Oh, yeah, very.
And so, Fred said to me, Craigie, come here. Let me give you one piece of advice. If you ever drop your keys, kick them up Kennedy Road.
Yes, and I'm a great guy to get advice from. Here I am 30 years later working in Peterborough.
Yeah, didn't you tell me to take this gig?
Oh, good time.
Oh, what are you going to do? At least we're working, Freddie. Which in this business is pretty rare these days. All right, we've been throwing some stuff around this morning. We wanted to get your thoughts on it. First of all, we were talking about Paris Hilton. We don't often speak of Paris, but turns out that her house or her apartment or wherever she lives, I guess it's a house, got broken into or some guy tried to break in the middle of the night and she saw the guy, the alarm got tripped, and the police came and they caught him. So then Matt and I started talking about that. Have you ever had your house or car broken into? I've never had my house broken into, but a few of my cars have had the windows smacked in and stuff stolen. What about yourself? House or car break-ins, Freddie?
Well, it's interesting because I've never had anything super dramatic happen. A couple of interesting things have happened. A couple of summers ago, we had a pattern in our neighborhood of if you're out and about during the day and you had your garage open going in and out, stuff started going missing with several neighbors. So I don't know, there was this network or there was this little band of thieves who would go around the streets and just look for open garages, and then when the owner of the house would go in the backyard or something, quickly whip in and grab stuff, and I lost a set of golf clubs that way.
Oh, that's not good. That's worth something.
You lose your lawnmower, and the next day you see the neighbor using it?
Yeah, something like that. Another time, just after I moved into the house that I'm in now, I had a party. And I had, ironically, people down from Peterborough as guests. And I live on a court, and it's like a keyhole just down from my house. And they parked their van there. And about 1 o'clock when it was time to go home, they went out to get their van, and it was gone. They stole the van, and it's a pretty embarrassing when you're having a party, and you're telling everybody about your new home and what a great place it is, and they go out and their van's been stolen.
It's easier to imagine what you would do if you were put in that situation, but if you were to wake up in the middle of the night and hear some racket outside and somebody was fishing around your car or trying to get into your car, do you know what reaction you would have, what you would do?
I would just call the police. I wouldn't confront them, or I'd make noise. I'd flick the lights on and off. I'm not, at this age, about to confront anybody over anything. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, even if I'm in line and somebody steps in front of me, I don't want confrontation, because chances are, I'd say it's up about 90, 95% now, whoever I get the confrontation with could kick the crap out of me.
Even if it's a 75-year-old blue hair buying bread.
Probably.
We were talking earlier as well about these poor miners in Chile, 33 of them stuck down in this hole. They're saying it could be till Christmas before they come out. They're living in just a little small area. They're calling it like the size of an everyday living room. And then there's a bit of a long tunnel. They're getting some water and a little bit of food down to them, like a couple of tablespoons of tuna fish and some milk or water.
Every 48 hours.
And so it's just got to be brutal down there, and the living conditions must be getting unbelievably rank.
Yeah, it's a terrible. I don't even like to think about it. I'm very claustrophobic. I just the thought of being stuck 2,200 feet underground just... Mm-hmm. Well, number one, I wouldn't go. I mean, this would never happen to me because I wouldn't put myself in that position to begin with.
Right.
So, I mean, when I was a kid, here's another Peterborough reference. Just north of here, there's this place called the Warsaw Caves, and we were kids. We used to go to these caves, and I had friends of mine that loved to go through these caves, and there were certain caverns to get into them. You literally had to hold your breath in while you squeezed through into the next section. Well, that was just crazy nuts to me. I couldn't do it. And a couple of times I tried it, and I breathed out when I should have breathed in, and it just freaked me out, and this added to my claustrophobia. And so the thought of anything like this just drives me crazy. You know, the thought of having my hands even tied behind my back, like yeah. when I see that on television or police doing that, mm-hmm. handcuffing somebody with their hands behind their back and you can't do anything about it, even something like that drives me nuts. So these guys down there, so vulnerable. I mean, they're alive, and it looks like, you know, they may be able to get to them, but what are they saying, weeks to get to them?
Christmas, 4 months.
Like, I don't get that.
Yeah, they're able to make these holes that they can get a little food in. Why don't you drop down a chisel and let them work at it from the other side?
Oh, it's crazy, just crazy. I really feel for those poor buggers. These guys just got to pretend they're in prison for a while. Prison without a toilet.
That's my first thought. What about potty time? I guess you're just dropping in the corner.
Yeah. But the thing is, too, depending on what they give them to eat and what have you, I mean, they could literally shut down their systems for
a lot of cheese
and a period of time.
Get a lot of cheese in you.
Mm-hmm.
Get all clogged up. Okay, and finally, Freddie, three fellas sitting around here, I think we all have one thing in common, and that is that we're all fan of the boobs. We all
yes.
like. And there was a report that came out that says the number one term for ladies' breasts is boobs. I personally go with fun bags as a favorite.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy the word rack.
We had a caller come in and call them
sweater cows.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie, for you, is there a term that you particularly enjoy?
Well, I often use rockets.
Mm-hmm.
I've used the term nuts, too. I mean, that's ridiculous, but hey, look at the nuts on her, which is rather crude, I admit.
Right.
Rockets, you know, the T word, are you allowed to say that?
I guess.
Okay, yeah, maybe that one. Boobies? How about boobies? As opposed to boobs, you
uh-huh.
can say that.
Right.
Yeah? That type of thing. They're all good.
We're all
because they all mean the same thing.
Right.
And it's a wondrous area of the female anatomy. Wondrous.
I just came across a new one, too, that someone sent to us. Chesticles.
Chesticles.
Which I guess plays along with your nuts.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they can be fun together. All right, Freddie. Well, that's good then. And everything's fine and well at CanadianThinker.com?
Yes, it is, sir. Yes. Not updating as often as I'd like, but I'm right in the middle of something. My sweet daughter's getting married next week. I've had some house renovations going on. I have my job here in Peterborough, so I'm a very busy man.
To the Patterson family, all the best, and I hope she has a terrific day.
Well, I'm sure it'll be great. Thank you very much, Craig.
Okay, Pally. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Loving you both.